Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM.
Siyakudumisa Thixo, siyakuvuma ekuseni ukuba wena ungu Yehova. Praise the Lord this morning. Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise Him in the heights this morning. Praise Him, all His angels. Hallelujah. Praise Him, all His hosts. Praise Him, sun and moon. Praise Him, all you stars of lights. Praise Him, you heaven of heavens. And you above the heavens, praise the Lord. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for He commanded and they were created. He also established them forever and ever. He made a decree which shall not pass away. Praise the Lord from the earth, you great sea creatures and all the depths, the fire and the hail. Hallelujah. The snow and the clouds, the stormy wind, fulfilling His word. Praise the Lord. Let the mountains and all the hills, the fruitful trees and all the cedars, praise the Lord. Let the beasts and all the cattle, the creeping things and the flying fowl, praise the Lord. Let the kings of the earth and all His people, princes and all judges of the earth, let them praise the Lord, both young men and maidens this morning, old men and children, let them praise the name of the Lord, for His name alone is exalted. His glory is above the earth and the heaven. He is exalted. He has exalted the horn of His people. Praise all of His saints this morning, of the children of Israel, a people near to Him. Praise the Lord. O Lord our God, how excellent is Your name above all the earth, who have set Your glory above the heavens. Out of the mouth of babes and nursing infants, You have ordained strength because of Your enemies this morning, that You may silence the enemy and the avenger. When we consider Your heavens, the works of Your fingers, the moon, the stars which You have ordained, what is man that You are mindful of him, and the son of man that You visit him? You have made Him a little lower than the angels. You have crowned Him with glory and honor. You have made Him to have dominion over the works of Your hands. You have put all things under His feet, all sheep and oxen, even the beasts of the field, the birds of the air and the fish of the sea that pass through the parts of the sea. O Lord, how excellent is Your name in all the earth. Let everything that has breath this morning arise and praise the Lord. Ndiyakholwa kuThixo uyise onamandla onke.
If you need prayer, please send your request to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za or WhatsApp 067-429-7564, or go to Radio Pulpit website on www.radiopulpit.co.za.
It's difficult to face the overwhelming pressures of life alone. Sometimes we just need someone to talk to, someone to listen to us. And what better way to do that than through a quick and easy WhatsApp text? Whether you're having a hard time coping with school, family issues, being bullied, depression, or anxiety, speak to someone who cares today. Send a WhatsApp message to 064-530-6805 or 074-995-9085. Our I Am Youth Counseling team, Charles Dudoy and Danny Vambili, are ready to connect with you today.
Faith, hope, and love. Experience victory in your life on 657 AM.
That is who You are to us this morning, my King and my Father. You are El Shaddai, my Father, the fulfillment, Lord God, and the abundance of all things. We want to thank You this morning, Thixo wethu olungileyo. Siyabulela mzali wethu olunge kakhulu. Siyabulela ngwele cheche. nqununu yethu yamazulu namhlanje wena Thixo ombetha amandla njengengubo siyaliphakamisa igama lakho sithi ngu El Shaddai ekuseni Thixo wethu olungileyo wena obizwa zinzulu nenxanxa sizalo ithemba lethu lonke silibeka kuwe ekuseni sonini nanini bathi xa sebekubonga kakuhle bathi ngusomandla wena Thixo namandla onke ekuseni inkosi yamakhosi ngoba kaloku ilizwi lakho lithi lakuthetha Thixo bomnyama buve bubaleka ilizwi lakho lithi lakuthethwa Thixo wethu kushukuma isekelo sehlabathi nelwandle lithi ilizwi lakho lakuthethwa ekuseni Thixo namandla onke kushukuma intaba ziqhekeke nemisedara yeLebanon ekuseni lithi lakuthethwa ilizwi lakho kube ngathi kukubethana kwamanzi Thixo namandla onke ekuseni siyabulela Nkosi yamakhosi the nations and the earth mighty God they bow down to acknowledge you as God they bow down to acknowledge you as Abba they bow down to acknowledge you as the glorious one in whom our inheritance is embedded this morning our Alpha and our Omega the beginning and the end of all things the creator of the heavens and the earth the curator of all time the one who lives within and beyond time the one who cannot be limited by the natural processes and the laws of this world Lord we want to thank you today as you arise in our midst as we come to this place of worship in you as we come to this place of reckoning with you my father that we shall meet up with you Tikowetu at the place Lord God of our worship the place of our worship is the place of understanding it is the place of wisdom it is the place of revelation it is the place of enlightenment in you Lord we are enlightened because of the covenant that we come Lord God that we come bearing this morning the covenant of God between God and his people the covenant that was sealed by the work of the cross which continues Lord God to speak today because of the blood of Jesus the author of our salvation our Lord and Savior whose blood continues to speak a better word on behalf of your people than the blood of goats and sheep than the blood of cattle than the blood of Abel this morning we want to thank you Thixo wethu olungileyo that because of this covenant we are rid of our own doing we are rid Lord God of our own strength we are rid Thixo wethu of our own method we have come to understand that we cannot improve on the method of Calvary that Calvary is the ultimate cutting point of all our striving of all our education of all our intelligence Calvary this morning is the cutting point of all our humanness and so as we stand at this gate of praise we are standing with the understanding that it is no longer us who live my God but it is Christ in us the hope of glory and so we enter this morning into the presence of the Lord with thanksgiving in our hearts we enter into your courts with praise we enter with cymbals with clinking oh God with celebrations and shouts of joy because blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord and whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord this morning he shall be saved we thank you King of glory this morning that greater are you in us this morning greater are you As you stand in your holy abode and as we enter, Lord God, into this place where your glory shines, into this place where the light of God is able to shine a light on all our iniquities, our transgressions. Father, you give us a decree in your word, who may ascend the hill of the Lord, him whose hands are clean, him whose heart is pure, him who does not raise a reproach against his neighbor, him who has not sown deceit. Him who does not stir a strife between neighbors. Lord, we are here this morning to repent and fully confess that we have not rid ourselves of any of these. And so we stand under the light of the word of God. The word of God, which is also the water of the Spirit, to receive the cleansing, oh God, that we need. The recognition that we hold the responsibility to keep our hearts pure in the word. A responsibility responsibility to avoid all perverse talk because of the word. A responsibility to greet one another in psalms and praising so as not to move over and fellowship from the point of our understanding. Lord, a responsibility to keep our hands pure before you tick on the mantle onke, that we may ascend on the hill of the Lord. And so we want to thank you this morning as we confess to we are not confessing from a place of religion. We are confessing from a place of true contriteness and brokenness and conviction this morning. Take on a mantle onke. As the body, as the church, we are coming before you, my Father, to receive fresh instruction from you. The Bible tells us that you have made your mercies new every morning. And so this morning we want to thank you. Sithi kubungela thixo kule ndawo sime kuyo namhlanje. Hlala kuthi nathi siyohlala kuwe thixo namandla onke. This morning in the name of Jesus, we want to recognize, mighty God, that as you are speaking to us this morning, that you have one cry against the church this evening, against the church this morning. You have one cry against your holy people. It is that we are constantly trading the holy things of God for bread and water to eat. We are constantly trading the holy covenant of God for a bowl of soup. We recognize this son of Setu Pamkomeshwako. Tiko na manja onke. Kau teta nati nam tlanje. Sikumbula tiko wetu sono siga Esau. That the sin of Esau was curated by Rachel. Ah God, we want to thank you this morning for the Rachel elements that you are exposing in our midst. Because as the church, our duty is to intercede and not to influence, Lord God, the trajectory of the blessing. Our duty is to intercede this morning on behalf of the people of God, on behalf of the nations of the world, on behalf of the generations. Our duty is not to influence where the blessing goes. Tiko siyakuva kakhulu ekuseni namhlanje utheta nathi ukuba in our councils the reason why you call us to greet one another with psalms and songs of thanksgiving is that we may avoid perverse talk. We may avoid talk that comes from hearts that are not cleansed before you. That we may avoid talk and counsel that comes from the limitations and the contours of our own understanding. That the word may come alive in us. That even when we give understanding and wisdom and counsel, it is because the word, the sword of the spirit, the word, the beginning of all things. The word in us is responding. The word which when it is spoken in purity cannot return to you void. It is because that word is speaking. It is because it is no longer us who live, but Christ in you, the hope of glory. Oh God, this morning we are hearing you speak to us, that in our carelessness, even when you have given us the birthright, in our carelessness we will exchange this birthright for a bowl of soup. A bowl of soup is the thing which satisfies our natural desires. It is the things which satisfy ukufuna kwethu inkanuko zethu. Thixo namandla onke, ekuseni siyacela ke baba asisondela kuwe silelibandla uba Thixo sikuve kakuhle. That you are calling the church this morning not to compromise this glorious inheritance that you have given us, my God, for a bowl of soup and for the things that satisfy our flesh, for the things that we have come to understand, that they will be subjected to this morning to the fire, Lord God, the everlasting consuming fire. Oh God, this morning we want to repent and return. We want to repent for standing in the place of your blessing. We want to repent this morning for being so concerned with bread and butter issues, with issues that concern our flesh, that we have been willing to compromise the blessing of the birthright. So we are asking this morning, let the covenant of God continue to speak. Let the covenant of Abraham continue to speak. Let the covenant of the second Adam continue to speak this morning. Oh Lord, we are praying that we will come to know, oh God, Lord God, that the will wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Christ may be given to us, that the eyes of our understanding be enlightened, that we may know what is the hope of our calling, your calling, what are the riches of the glory of this inheritance of the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of your power towards us who believe this morning, according to the working of your mighty power, which you have worked in Christ when you raised him from the dead and seated him at the right hand in heavenly places this morning, far above all principalities and power and might and dominion, and that every name that is named not only in this age but also in the age of to come may be subjected to the power of this inheritance. This morning, tikowe tolungileyo siyaguquka xa uthetha nathi silibandla, uthi ngxaki yethu is that we are traitors. We are modern traitors who trade the holy things of God for the inheritance that you have given us. Tikowethu siyile generation Nkosi yamakhosi, when we are given a choice between Christ and Barnabas. Oh, tikowethu, we call upon Barnabas. So this morning we are asking you, O God, heal us of our faithlessness. Heal us of our unfaithfulness. This thing that is quick to compromise, take away to our very solution, that is quick to compromise ubungcwele and the fullness of the gift that you have given us in Christ, for a bowl of soup, for a quick gratification. Take away to we separate ourselves from each and every cover that we have made with the world. We separate ourselves from each and every covenant that we have made with the things and the people of this world, the things that can no longer satisfy. This morning we are understanding that the covenant of God stands forever, and this is the covenant of eternity, the covenant that causes us to move from our places of comfort into a land that we have not yet seen. But today we are this people that have seen a great light because of Jesus Christ our Lord and Savior. This morning we are a people that have seen a great light because of the coming King, the one who is, who was, and is to come. We have seen a great light to Isaiah in the year that King Uzziah died. I saw the Lord, the trail of his robe filled the temple. Oh, the glory of the Lord filled the temple. This is the light that we have seen, Tiko Namandla Onke, as we come out of these covenants, Tiko, that make us comfortable, that make us acceptable, Eliswini, that make us look like we are normal people. Tiko Te Eswini Lako, we are in this world but not of this world, and so we will cease to behave as those who are looking for affirmation from the pharaohs and the asherahs of this world, the pagan altars that have been set to cause us to feel inadequate. This morning, siye tulingubo yenyama ekseni sembathi ingubo kamoya, ingubo yentsindiso, ingubo yevangeli lika Yesu Kristu, sithi thixo sukiseka nanku umtshakazi emme phambi kwakho esonqula thixo namandla onke esokhangela ubuso bakho ekuseni Nkosi yamakhosi. Oh God, receive your glory this morning, receive intumiso yakho thixo namandla onke, thabatha usuku lakho xa sisangena sithi siyakudumisa thixo, siyakuvuma ekuseni ukuba wena unguYehova. Gcobani kuYehova mhlaba wonke, gcobani kuYehova mhlaba wonke, ningene ebusweni bakhe ngokubulela, ningene emakhosini akhe ngentandoluko zovuyo.
It's difficult to face the overwhelming pressures of life alone. Sometimes we just need someone to talk to, someone to listen to us. And what better way to do that than through a quick and easy WhatsApp text? Whether you're having a hard time coping with school, family issues, being bullied, depression, or anxiety, speak to someone who cares today. Send a WhatsApp message to 064-530-6255. 6805 or 074-995-9085. Our I Am Youth Counseling team, Charles Detoy and Danny Vambili, are ready to connect with you today.
If you need prayer, please send your request to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za or WhatsApp 067-429-7564 or go to Radio Pulpit website on www.radiopulpit.co.za.
From your ear to your heart, to your mouth, to your feet. Join this life on 657 AM.
What is man, O God, that you are so mindful of him this morning? What is man this morning, my family? Good morning and welcome to you. This morning, siyambulela kakhulu ubawo. Sifunda this morning, my family, if you've just joined us, as we welcome you, Sisese Mthandazweni, from the book of Psalm chapter 8. And we are reading verse 4 and 5. What is man that you are so mindful of him, and the son of man that you visit him? For you have made him a little lower, hallelujah, than the angels, and you have crowned him with glory and honor. We are also reading the book of Ephesians this morning, my family, chapter 1. We are starting to look at verse 15. I had it open. Let me just go back to it. Starting to look at verse 15 of Ephesians chapter 1. We are looking at verse 15. Therefore, I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and your love for all the saints, we do not cease to give thanks for you, making mention of you in our prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus, the Father of glory, may give to you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding be enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power towards us who believe, hallelujah, Banuele, according to the working of his mighty power, which he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also that which is to come. Father, we want to continue to give you praise and thanks this morning. Lord, your word is clear. We are hearing, Lord God, your word. Wash us, mighty God. Father, this morning we want to thank you that we are in the season of restoration. You are in the business of restoring your people. Lord, we want to come before you with all the things that have hurt us, the condemnations that we have endured. Father God Almighty, even the things, Lord, the accusations that have gone out, Lord God, bearing our name. This morning we want to come before you and be reminded, what is man that you are so mindful of him? Sometimes, Lord God, as you are speaking to us, we exchange our inheritance because we are filled with blood. We are bleeding from being hurt, oh God, from being hurt and accused. We exchange our inheritance because of being accused, because of persecution from people who call themselves children of God. So we bring our hurt before you. We lay it down before the altar this morning, asking, oh God, that you would give us a second chance, that you would wash our robes clean this morning, that you would truly open up the eyes of our understanding, that we may be enlightened, that we may know the hope of your calling and the riches of the glory of our inheritance, so that when this inheritance does not come in the package that we expect it to come, that we do not reject it because we are so broken. This morning we thank you that you extend our years. You hear our prayer, the prayer
prayer of the church, like you heard the prayer of Hezekiah, that you turn around to that which was meant for our destruction, and you turn it around for our good, because all things work together for good in Christ Jesus to those who have been called by you, to those who love you and are called according to this glorious riches, O God. So we want to thank you this morning that the inheritance that we have in Christ, Lord God, it is ukuguqulwa kwezinto. It is the throwing away of the judgment which stood to before you, Lord God, against us. Hallelujah. This morning it is the throwing away and the turning around of the judgment, Lord God, that we who once were outside of the covenant are now part, Lord God, of the commonwealth. Wealth, the inheritance of Jesus Christ, through him who has called us into this glorious riches. Lord, we thank you this morning that we are no longer foreigners, but we, O God, are indeed the children of God. We want to thank you for the work of the cross in our lives this morning. We want to thank you, that the fullness of this work, it is testifying on our behalf this morning. In the name of Jesus, oh, we receive back everything that the locusts have eaten. Oh, we receive everything that we have lost because of the deception of those we have trusted. We receive back everything that has been stolen in our time of slumber. We receive back everything that the gnawing locusts have eaten, the crawling locusts have eaten. We receive back the glorious inheritance of the church. We receive back to everything that the enemy thought he had taken away from us. And we arise this morning because you are zealous for your land, and you have had pity over your people. You have answered to us and you say, I will send you grain and new wine and new oil. We will be satisfied by this oil. You will no longer make us a reproach in the nations. Oh God, you smash into pieces the sign that stood, Lord God, to signify the reproach that we were. You smash into pieces the sign that stood to signify the stolen blessing and inheritance. You are tearing, Lord God, the rope into two today that stood to in between us and access into your Holy Throne. Because of the blood of Jesus, we enter into the holy place of God this morning as the church, to stand, Lord God, and worship together with your holy ones, the ones who continue to cry, holy, holy, holy. We thank you this day, that you punish and expose every sign of wickedness. You strip naked the kingdom of hell and the kingdom of darkness, and even those who are working for the kingdom of darkness, you strip them and you expose them. Let them be naked and put to shame, Lord God, who continue to deceive in your name, who continue to use your name in vain, who continue, Chikonamanta, onke this morning, to throw condemnation to those whom you have called. Oh, we thank you this morning, Chikowetu, that you are moving far from us, the northern army. You are driving him away into a barren and desolate land, with his face towards the eastern sea and with his back towards the western sea. His stench will come up and his foul odor will rise, because he has done monstrous thing. Lord, you are calling your people not to fear this morning, but to be glad and rejoice, for the Lord has done marvelous things. We are not afraid of the beast of the field, for the open path pastures are springing up and the trees bears its fruit, the fig tree and the vine yield their strength. We are glad as the children of Zion. We rejoice in the Lord our God, for you have given us former rain faithfully, and you will cause the rain to come down for us, the former rain and the latter rain in the first month. Hallelujah. The threshing floors shall be full of wheat, and the vats shall overflow with new wine and new oil. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. We who were once foreigners are now children of God, gloriously partaking in the inheritance of those who love the Lord and are called according to his purposes. Glory be to Jesus. Glory be to Christ the Most High. Hosanna, Hosanna, kuye ofenyangweni. Oh, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
One vision, one voice, one message. Radio Pulpit 657 AM and 729 Cape Pulpit, impacting lives from Gauteng to the Cape.
It's difficult to face the overwhelming pressures of life alone. Sometimes we just need someone to talk to, someone to listen to us. And what better way to do that than through a quick and easy WhatsApp text? Whether you're having a hard time coping with school, family issues, being bullied, depression, or anxiety, speak to someone who cares today. Send a WhatsApp message to 064-530-6805 or 074-995-9085. Our I Am Youth Counseling team, Charles Detoy and Danny Vambili, are ready to connect with you today.
You can now buy your favorite programs and series of the past 38 years on eCompanion, Radio Pulpit's own online shop. Revisit programs by beloved presenters like Justice Chungu, Cecile Burger, Esti Geldenhuys, and Pastor Aaron Jelle. Books and CDs from various authors and artists, as well as Radio Pulpit t-shirts, caps, and other branded products will also be available on eCompanion, your one-stop soul food shop. Visit radiopulpit.co.za and click on shop. T's and C's apply. Come and ask your questions. Share your concerns. Experiencing Life on 657 AM.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Uyingcwele, uyingcwele, uyingcwele. Uyingcwele nkulunkulu ongaqambi manga. Uyingcwele nkulunkulu ofunda inhliziyo. Uyingcwele nkulunkulu obone kufihlakaleni. Ekuseni baba siyathoba izwini lakho. Baba siyathoba nkulunkulu omuhle. Wena nkulunkulu ongaqambi manga. Siyathoba ekuseni. Baba sicela intethelelo. That we have become a compromising church, oh God. Forgive us, oh Father, today ekuseni. Forgive us, my Father. Asisayanda. Nkulunkulu akaqambi manga. UnguNkulunkulu obonayo. Lithi zikaNkulunkulu, you cannot mock God. We cannot mock God.
Hallelujah.
Unkulunkulu osidalileyo yena uyasazi. Every time this week I try to sit down with God, you know, I kept hearing God saying, man cannot live with bread alone. You know, and then spin the footies devil and I would think, oh, okay. Every time I opened the word of God, God kept saying, man cannot live with bread alone. UnkulunKulu yangikhumbuza ukuthi remember when Israel basehlane uNkulunkulu lithi he made them go to Canaan for 40 years deliberately so to test them. God forgive us that sometimes we forget ukuthi for him to promote us, for him to trust us, we need to be tested. But unfortunately, we've become a compromising church. God forgive us. TuNkulunkulu ngikhuze ngibathandayo, as the Father will rebuke his children, I also rebuke those whom I love. Sibonga ukukhuzwa ekuseni sisayanda. Sibonga ukukhunjuzwa that we shouldn't sell ourselves short because of hunger. UNkulunkulu, man cannot live with bread alone. Siyabonga Thixo ekuseni ukukhunjuzwa. Ukuthi ngezwi lakho siyaphila. Sibonga ukukhunjuzwa that you see whatever that we're going through, you can see. Oh Father God, forgive us. Lord, sibuyisele ethandweni lokuqala. Siyabonga sisandu ukukhuluma kaNkulunkulu. God bless you for always being attentive to the word of God. God bless you. Siyambulela uThixo ekuseni. Asikhumbuze not to rely on the things of the flesh, not to rely on the physical, but to fix our eyes on Him.
Thank you,
thank
Lord.
You so much.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord this morning. Basalwane 0826572729 is where we receive your voice note this morning. And of course, your calls on 012-334-1322. You know, as Evangelist Lumka is speaking, Basalwane, this morning, I am reminded, you know, Uthixo is just reminding me, ukuthi, one of the biggest downfalls of our generation is this thing of wanting to be loved by the world, is our undying love for the world. So much so that because we are looking to be loved by people, you know, I don't know. It's like, you know, we are this church that wants to be loved by people. You know, we have not gotten to that place of conviction that says it is no longer I who lives, but Christ in me, the hope of glory, the Christ who will not compromise and watch the Father's house being turned into a den, you know, of destruction, the Father's house being turned into a place of trade, the Father's house being turned into a place of debauchery. That is the Christ in us, the hope of glory, Basalwane, the one who is not going to condemn what the world condemns, even when the world wants to condemn out of self-righteousness. This is the Christ who bows down and says not a word when they bring the woman with the issue who was caught in adultery. This is the Christ in us, the hope of glory, the Christ in us, the hope of glory, that commands that the church, the usury in the church, the treasury in the church, be reserved for widows, be reserved for orphans, be reserved for the poor, be reserved for the foreigner, be reserved for the priesthood. That is the Christ in us, the hope of glory this morning, the Christ that is not going to be afraid to stand alone in the midst of the people that are shouting, kill him, kill him, the Christ that will continue to stand, that I am he whom he has whom has been spoken about, him who will die, and whom the Lord has spoken about, the Christ that will not be afraid to declare the eternity that he is, the eternity and the destination and the destiny of who he is as the coming Messiah. This is the Christ in us, the hope of glory. And as children of God, Basalwane, we have compromised way too much so that we can be liked by people who are liked by the world, by people who seem charismatic in the church, by people who seem like they have it. We are compromising. Some of us are not even able to raise up rebuke this morning. We are going to Tarshish instead of Nineveh because we are told that Nineveh is a city of great people with many cities and many places and big people. We are compromising because we are afraid of the things of the earth. Ah, Jesus, this morning we are grateful because we are receiving our inheritance. We are receiving the inheritance of Christ in us. We are receiving this word in our bones that is like fire. Even when we keep quiet, even when we want to keep quiet, we will not be able to shut up because this word shall be like fire in our bones. Hallelujah. Bangwele, this morning we are crossing over to take your calls on 012-334-1322. I just want to read a scripture. You know, I believe this is a balancing scripture this morning, and refute so as to convince some who dispute with you. You know, Basalwane, I have learned something very powerful in the past week. You know, there are people in the church who are going to be a thorn in your flesh. And I'm talking about people. They are going to be a thorn in your flesh. But these people, Uthixo does not want us to reject them, but he wants us to handle them with such care so as to save their soul whilst allowing the word of God to correct them. And it is going to happen. We are no longer a church that gets involved in the small matters, you know, of the world. The Bible says a soldier who is enlisted in the army, Bangwele, is not concerned with the issues of civilians. And the one who participates in a race receives a crown not only when he wins, but if he competes according to the rules. We are in a time now where the love of God cannot be compromised. That even when we are hurting and bleeding, we need to love them. Even when we are carrying the cross and going via Dolorosa, we need to love them. Even when they have hung us up on the cross, we need to pray and say, Father, forgive them, because they do not know what they are doing. In so doing, we are redeeming their soul from the place of darkness, and we are allowing the love of God to minister to them. Oh, Masalwane, this morning we ask for strength as the church to walk in the footsteps of Jesus. This morning we are asking for love, for the love of God to be fulfilled in us, even when they throw insults of us. Sibambelele mnqamlezweni, sinyuke nawo, sinyuke nawo mnqamlezo kaYesu Kristu. That is the glorious inheritance that we have been called to this morning. Oh God, we want to pray. Oh God, we want to pray. But we are weak this morning, and we thank you that when we are weak, that is when you are strong. We have cried bitter tears. Tikosiza kuwe njengomzali wethu to tell you, Father, that they have beaten us. They have insulted us, God. They have thrown insults. They have taken our reputation. Oh, God. And they have spread it for wolves. Oh, God. Lord, siza kuwe this morning, siza kala. Singumzimba wako, help us not to let go of the power of the gospel, because this gospel is power to us who believe. Oh God, as these earthen vessels, that even when we are decaying day by day on the outside, but in the inner man we are being strengthened. Oh God, we want to thank you this morning.
Good morning, Ayanda. Mam Pinkish Kwamba Nam Tanami. I'm so sorry. Ogutin gen a good voice note. And digo nandiko gasle kot and yam nangutiko gutin di begasle. Ya, itiniso, Ayanda, siya tanda ungamatele van twin. Ungas guts etinina bantu banamatele vaza pani. Siyekela ukunamathela lo osithembisile ukuthi uyasithanda, lo senzile, lo othe singasabi nasethunzini lokufa uzawuhamba nathi. He is a great God, because izithembiso zakhe eziqiniso ayanda kusamanga. Why can't we people sit down and glue to God? Because yena aga compromise, usithanda ngeagape love. Elo muntu sana uthando liyashiya, liyakushiya, lukushiya kukaldisek. Usaluthi ufuna lift, angeke uyithole. Uzawubhubhela apho, akuna nabantu abazowazi ukuthi uphi, ebesazi yena ukuthi uphi. Ithi abantu mabambuza ukuthi hawu umampinkishi kwambana umbonanga, athi hayi andimbonanga. Umuntu ufane iqiniso mntanasekhaya. Ngibhubhele ngumamkhulu kodwa ndithe yini engangihlukanisa noYehova.
Ndizawuthetha
ngegama likaYesu eliphilisayo. I know all of them laba abangishiyile bakuYesu. Andingabazi, ndiyazi ngoba yena uthe ekhani likababa kunezinto eziningi. Amen mntanam. Sibe uba neqiniso singabantu singafuna ukuthandwa, sizoshiywa esithubeni. Amen.
Oh, bazalwane, hallelujah, this morning we want to pray. Oh, for you, Mam Pinky, we love you so much. May the Lord of comfort give you hope this morning. Redeem your soul from being downtrodden. We are praying that the Lord of comfort would reach out to you and restore to you the joy of your salvation this morning. The Bible says, do not be discouraged, do not be afraid, for I am with you, says the Lord. And I speak this word even to those who find themselves alone.
because they have recognized that the people they have been walking with are indeed the very people who are selling them short. Bazalwane, this morning, indlelayen, the Bible says this road is a narrow road. It is narrow. There are few, Bazalwane, who are able to walk in and stay in it. Today we are praying for the staying power. We are praying for staying power this morning. Silibandla, see generation, that we don't find ourselves compromising the holy things of God for the sensuality. Liti Elilizwi that I'm reading here that was sent by Anna May this morning. You know, a refute so as to convict some who dispute with you, and on some have mercy who waver and doubt. Strive to save others, snatching them out of the fire, and on others take pity, but with fear, loathing even the garment spotted by the flesh and polluted by their sensuality. In like, yeah, to his sensuality, snare feelings. We want to feel, and when we feel, our feelings have become our God. Even our stomach has become our God. Snare feeling. When you feel, we then begin to condemn because we are feeling. Oh, Basalwane, the Lord help us this morning. Asenze kago uthixo.
Papa, umuhle umhulu wahalalela. We want to bless you, Father God. Thank you, my Lord, for preparing us, Father God, for equipping us, for sharpening us. Lord, you are actually, Father God, engaging us to be your vessels, your true vessels, people who will go ahead and stand up to sacrifice for you, Father God, to stand up for your truth and to speak up for your truth, Father God. I pray, Lord, for your forgiveness where we have not done that, where we have not engaged with the Holy Spirit when he says,
thank you, Jesus.
When he says stand, when he says forgive, when he says sacrifice yourself, because Father God, we are your partners, we are your children, we are your instruments, we are your vessels here on earth. Father God, help us, Father God, to stand up and even pick up that mandate that you are giving us, Father God, to
thank
be
you, Jesus.
Part of you in, Father God, your work. Thank you, Lord. We want to bless you, Father. And I know, Lord, that every day you are making us better and better to be more like you, to be better equipments, to be better vessels for you, for the holiness of heaven, Father God. We want to bless
Lord.
Thank you, my God. Thank you. Thank you, Papa.
Hallelujah, Banwele. 012-334-1322 this morning. Amen.
Faith, hope, and love. Experience victory in your life on 657 AM.
If you need prayer, please send your request to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za or WhatsApp 067-429-7564 or go to Radio Pulpit website on www.radiopulpit.co.za.
Do you want to grow your business sales? Do you know that you can advertise on Radio Pulpit website, the Word for Today magazine, and the Word for You Today magazine at the ridiculously low prices? Yes, you can indeed. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion, offers you the platform to grow your businesses at the best affordable prices. Simply contact me, Godfrey Mwabi, on godfrey@radiopulpit.co.za or call me on 012-334-1265 and I'll tell you how. Remember, I've made it my business to grow your business.
Download our app now and listen to us wherever you go. Available in the App Store and Play Store.
From your ear to your heart, to your mouth, to your feet. Join this life on 657 AM.
Ngobusthanda sinja luJehova this morning, my family. 012-334-1322 Radio Pulpit. Good morning.
Good morning, Sisaya.
Good morning, Dada Mekseno. Uthixo uyasinceda. Niphilile, Dada?
Ujesu inkosi uyabusa, Sisaya.
Amen, amen. Masimvu bawo, Tata.
Izwi osiphe lona, Sisaya, usakhuluma ngokukompromisa. Ngiqale ngokubulisa umndeni wonke.
Amen, amen.
Oh, Babu Lloyd, Babu Mabucha, no Mamus Kwamba.
Amen, Tata. Amen. Amen. Ichamente yako, Tata. Amen.
Ayanda, okwenza ukuthi sicompromise singamagwala. Sisayanda izwi likaNkulunkulu lithi siwukukhanya kwezwe. Ubumnyama abuyi ekukhanyeni, ukukhanya okuya ebumnyameni.
Yo. Wow.
Ukukhanya uma kufikile ebumnyameni, ubumnyama buyabaleka. Maye namhlanje sibona ukukhanya kubaleka, kubalekela ubumnyama.
Hey Inkosi yami. Hey Inkosi yami. Father, thank you. Thank you Lord.
Sina makwala sisayanda, kungako sicompromise. Ngobe asithembi lento esiphethe. Asimthembi lo muntu esihamba naye. Asizazi, asizamukeli ukuthi siwukukhanya. Ngoba ukukhanya akubi khona isidingo sokuthi kuqoshe ubumnyama. Bona bungafika ubumnyama buyadeda. Ukukhanya akulwi nobumnyama. Manje thina sifihla lokupha lobukhanya kwethu, kungako ubumnyama bukhona ukuhlala kithi.
Sure.
Sisayanda, sikukhanya kwezwe. Ubumnyama ngeke bumelane nathi. Kungako izulu likaNkulunkulu lithi sinabuhloboni nelizwe thina. Ngobe ubumnyama ngeke buhlale la kunokukhanya khona, sisayanda. Then uma sikhona ukukompromisa, kusho ukuthi asisiko ukukhanya kwezwe. Ukukhanya akukho kithi. Uma mina Babu Nkosi mkhona ukukompromisa, then wazi sisayanda ukuthi ukukhanya kukho kithi.
Akusekho ukukhanya, Tata. Hey Nkosi yami.
Ngobe uma ukukhanya kukhona, angeke ngikhone noma sengifuna ukukompromisa. Njengo Jeremia wahluleka ukukompromisa, lamshisa izwi likaNkulunkulu.
Come on.
Wahluleka ngobe wayekukhanya, wahluleka ukukompromisa. Angeke ngikhone ukukompromisa sisayanda uma nginako ukukhanya.
Sure.
Ngiyabonga
sis. Eh Tata, amen. 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 Bless you so much Tata Nkosi this morning. If the light is in us and if indeed we are in the light, it will be impossible for us to compromise. That is Tata Nkosi coming through on 012-334-1322. My family, we cross over for teaching with Tata Ndindili in a couple of minutes, but we continue to want to hear about uthini na uThixo kuwe namhlanje. Thank you so much for your voice notes, my family. We will come back to those voice notes, you know, the ones that are a little bit long, sispindile Xolom Tasekhaya, we may not be able to go through to that one, but we are definitely coming through to your voice notes. Ayanda Ntanzi playing in your background. Besuka bemlandela.
It's difficult to face the overwhelming pressures of life alone. Sometimes we just need someone to talk to, someone to listen to us. And what better way to do that than through a quick and easy WhatsApp text? Whether you're having a hard time coping with school, family issues, being bullied, depression, or anxiety, speak to someone who cares today. Send a WhatsApp message to 064-530-6805 or 074-995-9085. Our I Am Youth Counseling team, Charles DeToy and Danny Vambili, are ready to connect with you today.
Reach your customers in the car, at the office, at home, or wherever they are, night or day. Through advertising with Radio Pulpit, you can reach a large, unique and loyal audience in a most affordable way. With over 500,000 people on our various platforms, from Gauteng to the Cape, you simply cannot go wrong. So advertise today. Contact us on 012-334-1339. Or for advertising packages that we offer, go to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Terms and conditions apply.
It's more than radio. It's a way of life. It is 657 AM. You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.